previously on Gilmore Girls.
I really miss you.
Do you want to come in?
Rory?
Yeah.
I love you.
So, I guess my coming here was probably a bad idea.
Probably.
Please, don't be mad.
Why? Because I say I love you and you want to think about it?
Screw this.
So, then he starts ripping my $20 bill into, like, a million pieces. And I'm thinking to myself, there is a store full of people. Why am I the one online with the crazy magician? Okay, I'll cut to the end. So, he couldn't put it back together again, and he had to pay me back in quarters.
Very good story.
You look tired.
I just haven't been sleeping very well lately.
How come?
Just have a lot on my mind.
Anything I can do?
Flag down the coffee.
Or I'm going up now. Honey, you gotta wake up. Wanna play?
One, two, three.
I'll go first.
And one.
Pass.
Why?
Because I'm not Anna Nicole Smith.
Next.
Two.
Pass.
Why?
Because I'm not Mary Kay Letourneau.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
My new husband?
She's already passed up two perfectly good prospects.
But I'm feeling pretty good about number three.
Do I want to know what you're doing?
Hey, Luke came to the table. Does that make him number three?
No.
You don't even know what we're doing.
The safest answer in anything involving the two of you is no.
We're playing one, two, three, he's yours.
I didn't ask.
You can take the first guy that walks by, or if you decide to pass, assuming there's somebody better out there, you can take the next guy that walks by, or if you don't take him, you're automatically stuck with the third guy.
Got it?
I'm not playing.
Well, of course not. It's still my turn.
Okay, guy number three is crossing the street right now.
Why am I looking?
Because it's like a train wreck. Oh, no.
Daddy!
Not Kirk!
Maybe he'll buy me a pony.
I want to go back to the old guy.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. What?
Nothing.
Okay, did someone put the kick me sign on my back again? It wasn't funny last week, and it's not funny now. I have asthma.
Well, Cookie's leaving.
Oh, no, Kirk, come back. I love you.
Drat. All right, your turn.
I don't know, Mom. You already got Kirk. How's a girl to top that?
You're right. He's yours.
And one.
Okay, so we should order.
Yeah, ordering's good.
Valentin Michel speaking.
Yes, is Ms. Gilmore there?
I'm sorry, she's busy. How may I assist you?
Actually, I need to talk to Ms. Gilmore.
Is this business or personal?
Personal. Is anybody there? Hello?
Yes, hello, hi.
Lorelei?
Max!
Is this a bad time?
No such thing. Where are you?
I am in the teacher's lounge.
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
You must be very popular.
And chilly.
I thought we had a chat date tonight.
We did, but I was thinking about something and I wanted to run it by you.
Okay.
So...
Oh, hey, make a gorilla sound.
Why?
I want to play Wild Kingdom.
I am not making a gorilla sound.
I'll tell you what color underwear I'm wearing. Had you considering the gorilla sound, didn't I?
Yep.
I'm good.
Okay, I need you to be serious now.
Says the man with no pants.
We've been having these very successful phone calls for a couple of weeks now.
Yes, we have.
And I think that all the talking has done us a lot of good.
Yes, it has.
So, I was thinking that maybe this weekend, instead of a phone call, we should have a date.
Let's have dinner.
The same restaurant?
At the same table.
Interesting idea.
I think it's time.
You know what? So do I.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Okay, wear some pants.
I make no promises.
Bye.
Salt and vinegar. Thank you. Here's your gum, your soda, your New Yorker, and your dental floss.
Oh, I didn't have the minty kind?
They were out. Well, this is good, too. He wasn't in there. What? Dean, he wasn't in there. Oh, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
Okay, well, I just thought you might be, so I mentioned it.
Well, I'm not.
Okay? Okay. I just thought you might like to know for future reference that Dean is not in the store on Wednesday, so you can mark it down on that little list you're hiding from me that says where Dean is so that you can avoid him at any time.
I was not avoiding the market.
Oh, my mistake.
I wasn't.
Okay. So, what are you doing tonight?
Well, homework and then homework. And if I get all that done in time, some homework.
You? I have to meet my science partner.
Fun.
Yes, science is fun.
I'll call you later.
Okay.
Hey, Lane.
Yeah.
You sure he wasn't in there?
I asked. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Doing a little shopping?
Yeah, I just had a couple things to pick up.
At the Cat Club?
Yeah.
You had a couple things to pick up at the Cat
Club?
Yeah,
I did, okay.
Okay. I just never took you for a cat lover, a 97-year-old woman, or... Hey, what'd you buy?
Nothing.
But you got a little bag there.
I know that.
It's got a cat paw stamped on it and a little catnip bow. Wise man. Wow, potholders.
Yes.
Little kitty potholders. They meow.
It's a present.
For someone you hate?
It's Rachel's birthday, okay? And don't say anything. She doesn't want anybody to know. She hates birthdays.
Not as much she's going to hate these potholders.
I don't know how to buy gifts, okay? I don't like to buy gifts. I don't like getting gifts. I mean, this whole gift-giving and getting process is completely insane.
The rant begins.
I mean, suddenly, on a certain date, the level of my affection for a person isn't measured by the way that I treat them or what we share.
No.
I mean, just because I didn't buy her furry slippers or a giant shoe tree, all of a sudden, I suck.
Luke, stop. You know you cannot give her these potholders.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you go to the mall and walk around
no,
a little?
No, no malls.
Luke?
I hate malls.
Ladies and gentlemen, rant number two.
They underpay employees and overpriced merchandise. They contribute to urban sprawl. They encourage materialism. And the parking's a horror. You drive in, you pay a buck. And even if you're only there for five...
Okay, Emma Goldman, I'll tell you what. I'll go for you.
You're going to shop for me?
I got the day off tomorrow. I was going to go anyway.
You're serious?
I'll go get a bunch of stuff, all returnable. I'll bring it to you. You can pick what you want, and the rest I'll return. I'll do all the work. All you have to do is point.
Point.
One finger, preferably your index.
I don't know.
Luke, this is the first special occasion you and Rachel have shared since she's been back. Don't you want to give her something nice?
Well, I am taking her out to dinner.
Luke.
Yeah, I got to get her something nice.
So then let me help.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nothing too out there, okay? She's not into all that trendy stuff. She likes simple, clean nature, okay? Elephants, candles, okay? Oh, hey, if you can find her a candle shaped like an elephant.
You know what? I've got it all under control.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, get rid of these.
Hello? Lane? Are you here?
Jeez. Who are you? Why you call Lane? How you know Lane?
Well...
You date her?
No.
You try to?
No.
Then why are you here?
I...
Enter your pockets.
Okay, I'm gonna go now.
Dean? Wait.
Who's Dean?
I'm Dean.
How you know Dean?
We go to school together.
You do?
Well, yeah, we're science partners.
You don't talk.
Sorry.
Your science partners?
Yes, Mom, I invited him over to work.
Work?
On our science project.
Reproduction?
Spores, molds, and fungus.
Science project?
Yes.
For school?
Yes, Mama.
You're not dating?
No, Mama.
Okay. Follow me. You sit here. You sit here. I'm going over there. When I come back over here, these chairs will be in the same place. No moving. You understand?
Yes, Mama.
Not you, him.
Yes, I understand.
I see all.
So that's your mom.
That's my mom.
Has she seen Patton?
She just gets uptight about boys.
I sense something like that.
It's nothing personal.
I know. I'm sure once she gets to know me, she'll...
Oh, no. She'll hate you forever. It's just nothing personal.
Ah, well, we should probably get started.
Chapter 12?
Sounds good. Is this weird for you?
A little.
Me too. I didn't know if maybe Rory told you to hate me or something.
That's not Rory.
Yeah, I know. How is she?
Good.
Good.
Good-ish.
Oh.
Less good than ish.
Yeah? How much less?
You know, we're breaking our agreement.
What agreement?
Our agreement not to talk about Rory.
We didn't have an agreement not to talk about Rory.
Oh, it was an unspoken agreement.
Well, it was really unspoken because nobody spoke it.
Well, I just think that if we have to study together, it would be better if we didn't discuss Rory.
Fine.
Fine. You know, she can't go into the market.
Why not?
Because you're there.
Not on Wednesdays.
Already noted. Can I ask you a really personal question?
You can ask. I might not answer.
Do you think that you and Rory will ever get back together again?
Hey, Well, we go back to the no talking about Rory agreement.
Look, I'm just saying that I should have called. I'm sorry. Rory! I'm sorry, I didn't tell you.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't think you'd want to know.
I got it.
Rory, stop. Okay, that's the opposite of stop.
Lane, forget it. You didn't tell me, now I know. Life goes on.
Don't be mad.
I'm fine. I have to go.
Time to get up. Hey, I have a huge dilemma that I need your opinion on.
What?
Am I more beautiful today than I was yesterday?
Oh, boy.
I'm just not sure. I mean, at first I looked in the mirror and I thought, well, yes, definitely huge improvement.
Can I have my pillow back?
But then I thought maybe it's not that I'm more beautiful today. Maybe I was just as beautiful yesterday, only I lacked the self-esteem to recognize it.
I'm gonna go take a shower.
Well, hurry up and I'll drive you to school.
No thanks.
Why so charming this morning?
I had an annoying visit from the Stars Hollow wake-up fairy. Where's my tie?
In your drawer?
I'm looking in the drawer.
Check the living room.
Why would my tie be in the living room?
Because it's been seeing the doily on the coffee table. Sorry, I did not want you to find out this way.
Don't take this personally, but get out.
Okay, you're crabby. Do you know what the perfect cure for crabbiness is? A fabulous trip to the mall. Huh? What do you say? You can blow off school and come with me. We can shop and go to the movies, maybe talk a little.
No, thanks.
Come on. Just this once. It might make you feel better.
I feel fine, and I don't want
to
shop.
Honey, I know you've been in a funk over Dean, but you have to try not to dwell on it all the time.
I'm going
to
be late for school.
Okay. Then just meet me in town around 4, and we'll get some Indian food and spoil our dinner. What do you say to that?
Whatever.
Hey, love the enthusiasm. Hey, does Up With People know about you?
Luke's. Yeah, hang on. Okay, yeah, cheeseburger. Fries well. Uh-huh. Vanilla shake. Coke. Yes, we have salad. One salad with cheese, one with ranch. Got it, 20 minutes. What the hell is this?
The results of my shopping trip, all accomplished in 2 hours.
Impossible.
I'm a savant.
And everything's returnable.
Yes, yes. Now sit down and relax. Let me show you what I got.
Can I have my credit card back?
Fine.
Looks tired.
Where's Rachel?
She's out running some errands.
Good. Okay, last week we were talking about Meryl Streep and the whole accent thing, and Rachel said that she loved Out of Africa, but she'd never read the book, remember?
Nope.
Okay, so I was like, are you crazy? Isak Dinesen is amazing. I love her, which is kind of crap because I never read the book either, but Rory told me it was amazing, so I felt pretty confident in my recommendation of Out of Africa.
You bought her a book.
No, you bought her a book to be put in her brand new camera bag.
She's got a camera bag.
It's nylon.
So?
This one's leather. Beautiful leather. Feel it. Smell it.
I'm not going to smell that bag.
Fine. Don't smell it. But trust me, she's going to love it. Her old bag is falling apart, so she was going to get a new one eventually, and now you will have beaten her to it.
So it's practical.
And pretty.
Yeah, that seems right.
You like?
Yeah, thanks.
Good.
What's all this?
Well, Luke, timing is a beautiful thing.
It is.
It is. So, I'm at the mall, and I've already found Rachel's gifts, and I've had 2 sugar cinnamon pretzels, and I'm buzzed on the sugar and jazzed about the purchases, and I decide to take a victory lap through Bloomingdale's, and it just so happens that there was an amazing sale in the men's department. I mean, gorgeous stuff. Look at this. Huh, 40% off. I got 3 different colors.
For who?
For you.
For me?
Yeah. And then, of course, beautiful pants, so soft. I don't know what this fabric is, but I think I want to have its baby.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Also,
here.
I got this fabulous belt to go with the sweater and the pants. Simple, black, but look at the buckle.
I don't need a belt.
Great buckle. 60% off. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Look.
And then, also, I picked up a couple of shirty shirts in case you didn't have a nice one to go with your suit.
What suit?
This one!
Did no one at that mall notice that you were going through some kind of psychotic episode?
This suit? 175% off.
You were not supposed to be shopping for me.
Well, I thought you might like a little something new to wear when you take Rachel out
tonight.
Well,
thank you, but take it back.
Oh, just try them on.
No way.
You might like how you look.
I'm fine with the clothes I have.
Okay, see this blazer? It was 175,000% off.
Why the sudden need to dress me?
I just thought you might look nice in some of these things, and since they were 600,000% off...
No.
Come on, Luke, just try something on. How about this sweater?
No.
Okay, how about the pants? Pretty pants.
I'm not trying anything on.
Hey, it's not like the lumberjack look will ever go out. It won't. But just once, wouldn't it be nice not to be dressed like an extra from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Take it back.
Come on, just the jacket. Just once, be too sexy for your shirt and do a little dance on the catwalk.
Get away from me, you mental patient. If we read his works in order, we can see his progression from a narrative of clear simplicity to one of rich complexity. Now, this is not homework, but I strongly urge you, if you have not already read The Art of Fiction, read it. It's a remarkable manifesto that contains basic truths that still apply to fiction in any form. All right, so... Henry James, the man of the moment. Pick your book, read it carefully. A full report on my desk 1 week from today. Any questions? Miss Gilmore, any questions?
Oops.
Miss Gilmore?
Yes.
Did you hear the assignment?
No, I'm sorry.
Henry James, pick your novel, a report on my desk in 1 week. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
See you tomorrow.
You didn't take one note. You resorting to the osmosis theory of learning?
Why do you care?
I don't. Just making an observation.
Great. We'll build a dome over you and jam a telescope in your head.
Miss Gilmore, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, okay. Toodle.
Ta.
I'll get working on that dome.
So, how are you?
Fine.
You seemed a little distracted today.
Oh, I didn't sleep well last night.
But you've seemed to be a little distracted for quite a while now.
My grades are fine.
I'm not concerned about your grades. I'm concerned about you. Look, Rory, I know that you've been going through kind of a tough time lately, and I just want you to know, if you want to talk, I'm here.
Tough time?
Breakups are really hard. We've all been there.
How do you know about that?
Your mom told me.
She what?
Please, don't be upset at her. It just came out in one of our conversations. She was very concerned about you, very frustrated because...
You've been talking to my mom?
Well, yes.
Since when?
It's been a couple, 3 weeks now, I guess.
Are you dating?
No, not really. I mean, we were talking about possibly this weekend having dinner. You didn't know anything about this, did you? Well, then the look on your face makes perfect sense now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring this on you like this.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure your mom was going to tell you soon.
I'm sure, too.
Okay. So...
Bus.
Excuse me?
If I don't go, I'm going to miss it.
Right. Go ahead.
Thanks for the talk.
Anytime.
Come on!
I hate you very much.
Save the sweet talk for Rachel. Get out of here! Excuse me, sir. Do you know where Luke is?
Very funny.
Oh, my God, Luke, is that you?
I feel ridiculous.
That's because you don't have the belt on. Here.
What are you doing?
It's called accessorizing.
I can put a belt on myself. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
What?
I just...
What?
Well, I just have exceptional taste is all.
Uh-huh.
Turn around.
What?
I just want to make sure it all fits. Turn around. Uh-huh.
Hey, Fabio, I need the ketchup.
Can you get that guy some ketchup?
Why me?
Because if I spill any stuff on this, I won't be able to return it.
Not returning those clothes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Here, try on the suit again.
I already tried it on twice.
I know, but I want to see with the black shirt.
I'm not wearing a black suit with a black shirt.
Regis does.
Okay, you've won me over now.
At least try on the jacket again. Hmm?
That's how you like your guys all GQ'd up, huh?
Not GQ'd up. It's just a little less casual.
You don't like casual.
I like casual fine.
Just not on me.
No, it's just adds variety. It's not, let's make a new Luke. It's, let's see another side of the old one.
Uh-huh.
You missed a Luke. Come here. What did you do?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. This is not what it looks like. It looks like you're dressing him. Then this is exactly what it looks like.
There's a sale at Bloomingdale's, and she...
6 trillion percent off.
How can you walk away from that, huh? I'm gonna change now.
Good. Well, I'm gonna get Rory and just enjoy the clothes.
I will.
Okay, good. See you later, Rachel. Bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna change.
Okay.
I thought you might like some coffee, since you always do. Thanks. So, this feels very awkward.
You know, I'm a big girl, Lane. I don't need you to protect me from things.
I just didn't want to make you any fatter than you already are.
How is you telling me that Dean is your study partner going to make me fatter?
I don't even want to bring up his name around you.
That's crazy.
Have you seen your face when you mentioned Dean?
My face is fine.
Your face is not fine. Your face is far from fine.
I'll get over it.
Well, you're not over it yet.
Well, maybe I'd get over it a little quicker if everyone weren't so busy running around trying to protect me from all the bad, scary things in the world.
Fine, I won't protect you anymore.
Great. Glad to hear it.
Next time we're walking down the street and you're about to walk headlong into oncoming traffic, I'll just give you a little push.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
And in the spirit of not protecting you anymore, I was going to tell you that I couldn't study tonight because I had Bible class, but that's not true. I have to meet Dean again.
Great. Thanks for the honesty.
And I'll probably have to see him again this weekend because the project's due on Monday.
Whatever. I don't care. I'll see you when I see you.
Fine.
Fine.
Bye.
Hey, where's Lane going?
Away.
Okay, you've been in this mood for a week now, and while I love the unexpected ups and downs of motherhood, I gotta say, I'm tired of Goofus and I'd like my gallon back.
You can't just say a normal sentence, right? Just, hey, let's talk, it's too dull for you.
Hey, let's talk.
About what? Oh, wait, I know. How about you and Mr. Medina?
What?
I heard you've gotten back together again.
Did you talk to Max?
He had me stay after class today to talk about my difficult breakup situation.
We are not dating. We've been talking, and we just now decided to start dating.
Why didn't you tell me you'd been talking?
Because it was too much like the whole Todd and Naveena Cutler thing.
The what?
When I was in junior high, I had a boyfriend, Todd something or other, not a soulmate, but I was crazy about him, and he dumped me. I was completely crushed, and I could do nothing except lie around and cry and listen to Air Supply, very low point in my life. 2 days after the breakup, my best friend, Naveena Cutler, got back together with her boyfriend, Randy something or other, who dumped her days before Todd dumped me. And she was so happy and gloaty and couldn't stop talking about how great it was that she had her boyfriend back that it made me feel horrible.
The end. Let's go.
Look, I didn't want to be Naveena Cutler, okay? You were so miserable about Dean. What was I supposed to do? Walk in and say, hey, sorry about you and Dean, but I got Max back, and are we happy? Would that have been good?
That would have been great.
I was going to tell you, okay? I just wanted to give you some space and a chance to come up for air. I was trying to protect you. That's all.
Hey, you know, actually, it doesn't matter whether you tell me about Max or not, because you're just going to break up again anyway.
Excuse me?
Well, that's what you do best.
Hey, stop right there.
You'll break up, cry, get back together, break up. It doesn't really matter. I'd rather not have to keep track, so tell me when you're down to the final inning.
You know what? That is way too snotty a thing, even for alternate universe Rory to say. I'd like an apology.
Fine, I apologize. Let's go home.
Yeah, let's go home and try that apology again.
What are you doing?
We need light bulbs.
We're fine.
We're in the dark. It'll take a minute. I assume you won't come in.
Is it Wednesday?
No.
Well, then I can't, can I?
What does Wednesday have to do with anything?
Nothing. I'll meet you at home.
Rory, I'm back for round two. I got some silly string in case things get really ugly. Rory? Where are you? Rory? Answer, please. Rory?
This is the fourth ridiculous gathering you've dragged me to this week.
I'm the president of the board, Richard. I have to be there.
Saving the Beringene pansy. Who ever heard of such a thing?
It's a very rare flower that is rapidly disappearing from the face of this earth.
Well, who cares?
As president of the Horticultural Society, I have to care.
The last thing I need is to spend 4 hours being bored out of my skull by the same people I'll be bored out of my skull by tomorrow night at the Symphony fundraiser.
Which reminds me, we need to get your other tux back from the cleaners tomorrow.
No, I'll be dead tomorrow. I plan on flinging myself off the roof tonight right in the middle of Pity Salinger's opening speech.
Pity Salinger is a dear friend, and you will be nice to her.
Pity Salinger is a dipsomaniac. I'm going to bring my newspaper.
You will do no such thing, Richard. Do you hear me? Rory.
Hey, Grandma. Rory, is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Richard? Richard, pay the cab.
Cab? Who took a cab?
Rory did.
Well, what's Rory doing here? Hello, Rory.
Hi.
I don't know what she's doing here. Just pay the man and I'll find out.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Come inside. Tell me, what is going on?
I had a fight with Mom.
You had a fight with your mother?
I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to get out of there.
Out of your house?
Out of that house, that town, everything. I just had to go.
You tacked on an extra $5 just for waiting. I feel like I'm back in Prague. Do you want a cocktail?
No, thanks.
Richard!
Oh, sorry. I'm just a little confused here.
You're all dressed up. You were going out. I'm so sorry.
Oh, please, don't be.
It doesn't matter, Rory.
I'm sorry. Please go out. I didn't mean to ruin your evening. Oh, I didn't think. I should have called.
Now, you calm down right now. You do not need to call before you come over here. You are welcome any time.
Tonight, especially.
Do you want to talk about what happened?
Emily, don't pry.
I'm not prying, Richard.
The girl obviously needs some peace.
How do you know that?
I can tell.
Oh, you're a mind reader now. How nice. We'll get you a turban and a little booth by the train station.
Would it be okay if I stay here tonight?
Oh, well, of course.
You can stay here as long as you want.
Thanks.
Would you like some dinner? I could get Rosa to make you something.
No, I'd just like to go to bed if that's okay.
Of course, whatever you like. Your room's all ready. There are pajamas in the dresser and a new toothbrush in the bathroom. It's pink, with sparkles. I thought you'd like it.
Thanks. Good night, Grandpa.
Good night, Rory.
Everything's going to be fine. Richard, say something encouraging.
Rory, I'm sorry you're upset, but I applaud your timing.
See you tomorrow.
Emily, what is all this about?
She had a fight with Lorelai. And she came here.
Mrs. Kim, it's Lorelai. Is Lane there? Well, do you know where she is? That's unbelievable. You always know where she is. One time I need you to be crazy prison guard lady, you're all, hey man, whatever. Yeah, you know what? I will never be able to explain that to your satisfaction. So, could you just ask Lane to call me, please, when she gets back? I'm looking for Rory. No, I don't know where she is. Well, don't ha me. You don't know where Lane is either. Anything?
Teddy hasn't seen her, but she's been working all day. She's not at the library and she's not at Luke's.
Where is she? Why didn't she leave a note? Damn it!
Honey, calm down.
But Rory doesn't take off. She knows it would make me crazy. She knows it would make me worry. I'm crossing over into panic now.
No. Don't cross. Come back.
Hey.
Hey.
You find her?
No, nothing. No one's seen her.
Okay, what about that old boyfriend of hers?
Dean. Yeah. Dean.
On my way.
Suggestion, you get crisis points. Oh, Max, I'm freaking out.
It's going to be okay. Suki's here. I'm here. We will find her.
Rory?
I just wanted you to know that Rory is here with us.
What?
She arrived a few minutes ago.
She's there? Is she okay?
She's fine. She has to spend the night.
Okay, she's there with you, so how did she get there?
She took a cab.
Well, let me talk to her.
She seems quite upset. She said you'd had a fight.
We had a disagreement.
She said fight.
Will you just put her on the phone, please, Mom?
I think we should give her a little time to collect herself.
Thank you for your input. Can I please talk to my daughter?
She went to her room, Lorelai.
Her room is here. Mom, I'm standing here looking at her room, and she's not in it.
Lorelai, I did not come to your house and kidnap this child. She ran from you, and she came here. She's tired, and she's upset. Now, I think we should just let her sleep, and in the morning we can argue about how to best handle the situation. Maybe a little time away from each other will do both of you some good.
I'll pick her up in the morning.
She has school tomorrow, and her school is 10 minutes from here.
I'll pick her up after school.
Why don't you just call tomorrow when she gets back from school? Make sure she wants to go. You don't want to haul her back home just to have her jump in a cab again, do you?
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, Lorelai.
So?
She's with my parents in Hartford.
Good.
Good?
Bad?
Bad. Very bad.
She's safe.
She's with my mother. No one is safe with my mother.
She needed some space.
No, that house is not safe. It's like the Amityville Horror without all the good times.
Well, if it's that bad, maybe you should go get her.
No, she wanted to get away from me. She wants to be alone. Give her her space.
You okay?
I can't believe she left me to go there. We used to always be able to work this stuff out.
What did you two fight about?
Oh, you.
Me?
Well, it started with you and the fact that I hadn't told her we were talking again, but I know that was only part of it, because she's been in such a bad place lately with this whole Dean thing, and so, I don't know, I guess it was coming. I just wish she hadn't run away.
She will be back, and you two will work everything out.
You're good at the comforting thing, you know?
Thank you.
Do you want some coffee?
Sure. Can I ask you a question?
I think you've earned it.
Why didn't you tell Rory about us?
Oh, she was just so upset about Dean. I didn't think it was the best time to give her my happy news.
Okay. But you've told other people.
Like what other people?
I don't know. Friends? Suki?
No, actually, I haven't.
Any reason?
It just hasn't come up.
It hasn't?
No.
You're not by any chance avoiding talking to people about her, are you?
No, Max, come on.
Well, it just seems a little strange to me.
Why is it strange?
Well, we've been talking for at least 2 weeks.
I would have thought at some point in there would have come up.
You don't just say to people out of the blue, hey, Max and I are talking again. I mean, I was just waiting for it to come up naturally.
Well, yes, but somehow for me it managed to come up naturally within 2 days at 3 different times.
Well, you're obviously a much better people person than I am.
I just want to know if there's a reason why you don't want people to
Max,
know, then we should talk about
there's
that.
There's no reason.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
If you said there's no reason, there's no reason.
There's no reason.
So you said.
So I mean.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
I should page Suki and tell her that Rory's okay.
That's a good idea.
Good morning.
Rory, good morning.
Hey, Grandma, any thoughts on where my skirt might be?
I gave it to Rose to press. Here, sit down, have some breakfast. Your skirt will be done by the time you're finished.
Okay.
Now, we have eggs, fruit, toast, pancakes, blintzes.
Anything would be fine.
Well, what do you usually eat?
Mostly I just grab a Pop-Tart.
That sounds delicious. I'll have Rose whip one up for you.
No, the eggs would be great.
I'll go tell her.
So, Grandpa, what's new in the world today?
Well, as usual, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
It's nice to have something you can always count on.
It is at that. Would you like part of the paper?
Please.
Your eggs will be right out.
Thanks.
So, did you sleep well?
The bed was very comfortable.
But you didn't sleep well?
No, I did.
I talked to your mother last night. I told her you were going to stay here. She said she'd call this afternoon.
Was she mad?
She was concerned. So, do you get your lunch at school or do you bring it with you? Because Rosa made a fabulous leg of lamb yesterday. I bet it'd make a wonderful sandwich.
Take her up on that. It is good. And demand a slice of strudel.
Okay. I demand some strudel.
Good. So, what's going on at school today?
I have a test in Spanish.
Are you prepared?
Oh, yeah. I like Spanish. Biology, on the other hand.
No. I'm still waiting for the day when my knowledge of the inner workings of a frog's intestinal system can be applied to my work in the insurance industry.
Perhaps if you were insuring the frog.
Ah.
Thank you. This looks great.
Well, good.
Thanks again for letting me stay.
It's nice having you here. You got your grandfather to put down his newspaper at the breakfast table. That's a first.
Oh, now, Emily.
Well, it is.
Jeez, what happened to you?
I'm happy. How do you do to you, too?
Sorry, you just look bad.
Well, I didn't get much sleep last night.
Why not?
Rory and I had a fight and she ran away.
What? Where? Did you...
She's fine. She's at my mother's.
Ah, throw that information in with the first part. You'll scare a person to death.
I'm sorry. You know, I got in my car 3 times to go get her. I drove halfway there and drove back. Drove halfway there and drove back. I actually ran out of gas driving halfway there and back.
She'll cool off and come home.
I know. Just breaking up with Dean has been so hard on her.
Yeah.
I just hate that she's going through this. I mean, she's such a good kid. She's so nice to everyone. She cares about everyone. And she's walking around in this unbelievable pain. There's nothing I can do about it. She still won't talk to me. She won't tell me what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. That Dean kid is a jerk, and he finally let her know it.
I wish I could just pinch his head right off.
I'll help.
I warned him. I warned him when I first met him. If he hurt her, maybe I could key his car.
Or better yet, you can key Taylor's car and tell him Dean did it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You can key Taylor's car, tell him Dean did it, and also tell him that Dean littered and walks his dog without a leash.
So run him out of town.
Good.
All right. Well, I should go. Roy's probably out of school by now, and I want to be home in case she decides to call.
Coffee's on the house.
Oh, thanks. Hey, is that the belt I bought you?
Oh, yeah. The old one broke.
Well, lucky you happen to have a spare.
Yeah.
Hey. She'll be home soon.
Got a minute?
Actually, I'm...
I just want to tell you that I think you are scum.
Gee, thanks.
You are going to be hard-pressed to find another girl as fantastic as Rory. You know that?
What are you...
She's beautiful, and she is smart, and she did not deserve to be treated that way by you.
Treated what way?
I thought you were a good guy. I thought you were going to make her happy. I'm such an idiot that I actually thought you were a good pick, but I was wrong, and I hate to be wrong.
You know, I'm sick and tired of everyone blaming this thing on me. I mean, you and this whole stupid town looking at me like I'm a criminal. I say I love you, and she just sits there, and I'm the jerk. I'm the bad guy.
What?
You know what? Fine. Think what you want. I don't care. Just leave me alone.
Where is she?
I thought you were going to call.
Where is she, Mom?
I haven't had any time to prepare her for this.
Mom, where is she?
Upstairs in her room.
Thank you.
She got home from school, but she just went right upstairs. Now, she didn't want a snack, but I had Rosa make her one anyway. I haven't checked to see if she's eaten it. She had a decent breakfast this morning, but she did seem a little tired. And when I went into her bathroom, the aspirin bottle was out, so I assumed she had a headache. Now, I don't know if it was last night
or... Excuse me, Mr. Cosell, I appreciate the play-by-play, but I just want to talk to my daughter now.
Do you want me to go in there with you?
More than anything.
Well, try and be nice.
Thanks for the tip. Hey.
Mom.
Okay, so I thought when you said I'll see you at home, you meant our home. My mistake.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
All those things.
I know.
And then...
It's no big deal.
I'm just so...
I know. So last time I saw you, you were headed home. You want to fill in the blanks?
I don't know. I just snapped and... I got sick of everything. I wanted to go anywhere.
So you picked hell?
It was the first place that came to mind.
I respect that. Listen, the need to run is a feeling I am very well acquainted with, but we have to be able to talk, always. No matter how mad or upset we get with each other, our particular special thing only works if we agree to that. Get it?
I get it.
Good. Rory, tell me what happened with you and Dean.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I do.
Why?
Because... I had a little chat with him today.
What? Why?
Well, because I was upset and I was in the mood to do a little yelling.
You didn't.
Did.
No.
There he was, stacking cookies, and I'm railing on him about what a great kid you are and how it sucked that he dumped you, and then he said that he told you he loved you, and I started feeling a little stupid.
He did tell me.
You didn't say anything?
No.
That must have been rough on him.
He looked so hurt. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to hurt him.
I know.
I just got scared, and I sat there.
I understand. You know, I'm still learning this stuff, too, and since I'm still learning, I think I haven't thought enough about what I'm supposed to be teaching you.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my own personal lack of commitment skills.
I mean, look, I love that you have my eyes and my coffee addiction and my taste in music and movies, but when it comes to love and relationships, I don't necessarily want you to be like me. I would hate to think that I raised a kid who couldn't say I love you.
Mom.
Oh, I'm not even talking specifically about Dean. I mean, just generally in life. For example, say you're dating Taylor Hansen.
Why am I dating Taylor Hansen?
It's a hypothetical scenario. Go with it. So, you and Taylor have been seeing each other pretty regularly.
How did I meet Taylor Hansen?
You went to his concert, you got backstage, your eyes met across the crowd, and you've been seeing each other ever since.
Hansen's still together?
They're the new Bee Gees. So.
And why would you not stop me from going to a Hanson concert?
Hey, someone's trying to make a point here.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So, you and Taylor have been dating for a while, and things are great, and you're happy, and you feel all those crazy, mushy things that people feel when they're in love. I want you to be able to say to him, Taylor, I love you.
Okay, can we pick a new hypothetical, because this one's wigging me out.
My point is that it's scary to be in love, that much I know, but it's also wonderful and special, and if you can't say it or fully express it, then you're never going to be able to experience it, and I want you to experience everything that's great because you're so great. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I'm not saying you say I love you at the drop of a hat. It has to be right and real, and it has to take a lot of thought. But someday with someone it will be right. I want you to be ready for that moment when it happens.
Are you ready for that moment when it happens?
I'm working on it. I do, however, know what dress I'll be wearing.
Thank you guys so much.
It was our pleasure.
What do I owe you for the cab?
Oh, don't worry about that.
Thanks for sharing the paper.
Anytime.
Thank you, Mom.
Of course. She's our granddaughter.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
7 o'clock.
No, really? Is it 7? Because I wasn't sure.
Goodbye, Lorelai.
Bye.
Well, looks like it's just the two of us again.
I guess so.
I was almost tempted to see if she could make a Pop-Tart.
Wow. Home-cooked breakfast, homemade lunch. I'm trying to remember why I left there. Oh, yeah, my parents.
Funny, funny girl. Hey, let me out here.
Oh, okay.
I'll meet you back at the house.
Excuse me?
I'll show up this time.
I have the pizza waiting. Starting with the A's. So first up is Richie Andrews. He's either a second cousin on my mother's side or the guy who regrouted the bathroom. Either way, I think he's going to be thrilled to hear about us.
Lorelai.
After I've called everyone in here, I'm going to make sure to spread the word at the inn.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd put little notices in everyone's rooms. Welcome to the Independence Inn. Max and Lorelai are back together.
Can I see you after your dinner tomorrow night?
Oh, I don't know. I have a lot of phone calls to make. Ooh! The internet! Let's go global!
Good night, Lorelai.
Good night. Hey, Richie. It's Lorelai.